Bible says that suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, hallelujah in the highest. Oh, glory. Hallelujah in the highest. I can hear the angels saying, in the highest,
in the highest.
Oh, 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 glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
in the highest,
in the highest.
Let there be peace,
glory.
Peace on earth.
Hallelujah.
Let there be goodwill
in the
towards men, for unto us
glory.
A son.
Minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown on this Sunday, December 24th, 2017 edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry. Our program today is entitled When the Day the Creator Became One with His Creation. And John 3:16, the famous verse in the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So actually, not only did the Creator come, but he brought the love of God. The point of grace here on Sounds of Praise, when love came down at Christmas.
Close your eyes and share the dream that everyone on earth believe. The child was born, the star shone bright, and love came down at Christmas time. And love came down at Christmas time.
accounts fail to convey that Christmas is so much more than just a story. Bethlehem, Emmanuel, God with us, Calvary, God for us, and today, God in us. From the first breath of a newborn babe in Bethlehem that night, the blowing wind became a heavenly blast of the Holy Spirit, still being felt around the world.
The baby in Bethlehem's manger was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Angels singing, shepherds abiding, the King of Kings born in a stable, the Lord of Lords wrapped in swaddling clothes, an infant born, the Savior of the world. It was so much more than just a story.
How I remember the lights would be down low, the fireplace was shimmering, and the tree was all aglow. The Bible would be open and someone would start to read. More than just a story, but a reality. Made of hay. How could this be the promised one? Why would the Savior come this way? He didn't come for pleasure, but to fulfill the Master's plan. It was more than just to rule the world, but to be a spotless lamb. Oh,
an ordinary teenage girl was visited by an angel with an extraordinary message of God's blessing and favor. I've found favor with God. I'm going to have a son. His name is to be Jesus, the throne of David, a kingdom without end. How can this be?
Gabriel's response was simple. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For a moment, all of heaven waited for her response.
Mary, Mary, I've come to bring good news. God of all the universe has highly favored you. So don't be afraid, but you will bring forth sign, and you shall call him Jesus. He's the long-awaited one. He's the Messiah, the Holy Son of God. He will come to save the world. He's the promised one. He's the Messiah, the spotless perfect Lamb. He will be the truth, the light, the hope for man.
Lord, I feel unworthy that you have chosen me, but according to your word, Lord, let it be. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow me, yeah, that salvation might have life and all the world be free. He's the Messiah, the Holy Son of God. He will come to save the world. He's the promised one.
Final words, for with God nothing shall be impossible, hung in the air. That moment seemed an eternity.
Then Mary, chosen, favored, blessed among women, responded, "Be it unto me according to your word."
Sweet. are never guaranteed, and I don't know what sorrow may lie in store for me, but I know you will lead through each cold and raging storm. I find in you a refuge, there's safety in your joy.
herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King, yeah. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Come and join the triumph of the sky. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Oh, hark the herald angels sing. Sing glory to the newborn King. Heaven sing. Born Prince of Peace, say, Hail the Son of Righteousness, oh my, light and life to all he brings. Yes, he does. He's risen with healing in his wings. So mild he lay his glory by. He was born that man no more should die.
Star I see tonight.
shine it so I can see my Savior smiling at me. Star bright, I hear you once proclaimed, this is the way, keep on following me, and at the end of the road will be a baby. And my heart of hearts is heavy. Star bright, if I give you my hand, could you, oh, would you please see me through? I would love to take my heart blue and give it to you.
Oh, see, Toto Mesa.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. It is 38 degrees outside our studio right now here in Medford, Massachusetts. Today, high pressure will promote dry weather with times of clouds and sunshine. Increasingly cloudy at night with a mix of rain and snow later on in the evening. A high today, 38 to 43 degrees. A low tonight, 31 to 36 degrees. On Christmas Day, a storm will produce rain and snow along the coast and all snow farther inland. Roads and sidewalks will be slippery. Partial clearing at night. A high on Monday, 35 to 40 degrees. A low Monday night, 20 to 25 degrees. And on Tuesday, high pressure will promote dry and chilly weather with intervals of clouds and sunshine, remaining dry and very cold at night under some clouds, with a high on Tuesday, 30 to 35 degrees. A low Tuesday night, 13 to 18 degrees. And on Wednesday, a reinforcing shot of very cold air will build into the area with a mixture of clouds and sunshine, mainly clear and frigid on Wednesday night, with a high Wednesday 21 to 26 degrees, a low Wednesday night 6 to 11 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. 6:41 is the Sounds of Praise time. You're listening to the Sunday, December the 24th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're bringing you our annual Christmas program this year. It's entitled The Day Our Creator Became One with His Creation. This is Jackie Evancho and the First Noel.
First love.
6:52 here on Sounds of Praise. Vicky Yohe and No Room. And I think that's a perfect lead-in for us to lead those of you out there who've never made room in your heart for Jesus Christ to give you that opportunity. God came so that he might be one with his creation. And because you are part of his creation, he wants you to make room for him in your life. You can do that right now. That's why he came. He didn't remain in the manger. He didn't remain a little child. He grew, and he grew to be strong enough to pay the penalty for all of your sin, all of my sin. And the best present that you can receive this Christmas is the salvation gift of Almighty God. And I'd like to lead you in prayer. There's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring his salvation gift into your life this very day. Will you make room for him? You will if you just pray this simple prayer. Dear Father, I thank you for Jesus and his willingness to come into the world to live that perfect life that I cannot live, to die that sacrificial death that I cannot die, and to be judged worthy by you, to be resurrected in full payment for all of my sin, and allowing me this day to become one with my Creator, who will become Savior, who will become Lord, who will become great High Priest, and soon coming King, as I yield myself to him this day. So I thank you, Lord, for this great Christmas present that you made possible by your great loving sacrifice in my behalf. And right now, I receive you as my Savior and my Lord in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer of saying anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you to help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass 02156. And or you could email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while I'm on the air, I need to stress while I'm on the air. If you call after I'm off the air, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. You need to call me while I'm on the air. I'll hit it to 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156.